Everybody at Second Chronicles? No? Huh? All right, I'll wait for y'all. Second Chronicles 5. Second Chronicles 5. Somebody say amen when you get there. All right. Amen. Amen. Y'all doing good. Amen. Move a little faster. I'm joking. Amen. So that the priest could not continue ministering because of what? The cloud. The cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. So he couldn't even continue ministering because of the glory of God was in that place too strong. Right? Amen. Is that what it says? Yes. Amen. That's exactly what it says. It says because of the cloud. That's the anointing. That's the glory. Because of the cloud. He couldn't even walk in it. He couldn't stand in it. He got close to it. Brother Hagin, whenever he died and went to hell. He actually wrote the book, I Went to Hell. You ought to read it sometimes. It's pretty amazing because he went to hell 3 different times. The first time he said he leaped out of his body, went down, and he said it got so dark I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. And he said I knew I wasn't going to heaven because I was heading straight down. And he said, I just seen a big flame off in the distance. And he said, it was the gate of hell. He said, I seen the big orange ball off in the distance, and I started just going to it. He said I tried to fight it and move back and go back to my body. He said, but I couldn't. There was a pull on me going to that place. And he said, and I just continued to go. And then he went back up to his body, and then a few minutes later he died again, went back down. And he said this time, and it talks about it, I think in Isaiah, it says hell from beneath is moved to greet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee. And he said there was a creature. This time he went down to hell. He said there was a creature there that met him at the gate of hell. And he said, I knew if I'd have went into hell, I'd never be able to come back out. And he said, this creature grabbed my arm. He said, and I tried to fight and I tried to pull back. He said, but this creature was leading me right into hell. And then he said, and then a sound. He said, I don't know what it was because it wasn't in the English tongue. He said, but it shook. It just shook the whole cavern of the dam down there. He said, it just shook everything. And he said, that creature let go of my arm and I ascended back up into my body. And when he got into his body, you know, he's trying to tell God, you know, God, I belong to the church. I've been baptized in water, you know, but that doesn't save you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I said, that doesn't save you. Amen. Amen. But he ended up coming into his body right back. He was actually started praying the sinner's prayer when he was coming up, and he finished it whenever he got back into his body. Mm-hmm. But that was interesting. I don't know why I said that, but the glory of God, right? The cloud, the glory of God, that's why. The glory of God. He couldn't stand the minister, that's why I said it. Because his mom, or his grandma, there was a great, whenever he died, his mom, it was his grandma went to the door first. They couldn't even see in the room. They couldn't see in the room at all where he is at laying in his bed. They couldn't see him. They couldn't even see inside the room. And they're standing at the door. Hallelujah. It was the glory of God. And he said that his mom came up and his grandma said, don't try to go in there. You can't get in. I already tried. And she almost fell down whenever she got to the glory. And he said that his mom, his grandma was telling him the story later because he didn't even know it. She backed up and took off running and hit the door. And it was wide open, but the glory of God was there, hit it, and flew back. Couldn't get in. And it knocked her down a little bit. She got up, backed up further, and took off running again and hit it. And this time, it just laid her out. She couldn't even get into it. The glory of God. The glory of God. There's so much more to the glory of God that we ain't seen yet, but we're going to. Especially here at Spirit Life Church. You know, buckle up. Amen. Hallelujah. And then if you turn over to 1 Kings 8, we was going to talk about faith, but they started singing that song, and, just God, it's his church. I work for him, so we're going to do what he asks. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 8:11, it says, so that the priest could not continue ministering because of what? Of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord. Actually, you ought to just, on your own time sometime, you ought to just start looking up how many scriptures in the Bible talk about the glory of God. You'll be there for a while, I promise you. The glory of God. Now turn over to Acts 5 real fast. please. Amen. I was wondering what was going on, and this is it. Amen. Hallelujah. It pays to go ahead and just spend time, hallelujah, praying in the Holy Ghost, spending time around the throne, because there's going to be things that you don't even realize until you come up to it, and then all of a sudden it's going to change for you. And if you ain't been prepared, then you're not going to be ready. But if you prepare ahead of time, you'll be ready when it comes. Amen. Hallelujah. So Acts 5:15, and it says, so that they brought the sick, it's talking about Peter, right? Amen. It says, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, and at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Hallelujah. That's the glory of God. The glory of God on him so strong, people just wanting to get into to his shadow. That way that the healing will be manifest in their life. What is he doing to have the glory that strong on his life? Brother Hagin talked about, he said that he'd go 2 or 3 years and not even realize he had a body. He said the last headache he had was 1930-something, 35. He said he just didn't allow it. Amen. Because he walked that Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and then he didn't. Then he was with God. Correct? How close to God do you have to be to walk with him? All of a sudden, you just go with him. Brother Hagin said that, I know I talk about him a lot, but he's got a lot of good stuff. He's a great person to follow. He's a man of God. Hallelujah. And amen. What was I saying?
Brother Hagin did something.
Yeah, amen, he did. Amen. Amen. What is it? Yeah, Enoch was taken up. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of the glory, right? Because of the glory of God. Amen. And I'm not just talking about Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin was just a man. Brother Hagin was just a man just like we are. Amen. That's what I was talking about. He spent time praying. He just spent time fellowshipping with God. Just spend time around his throne. Hallelujah. That's the same thing Enoch did. And he walked with God daily. Brother Hagin said that he'd get to praying and he'd get over so far that he said that he'd actually get a little bit scared that he wouldn't be able to get back to his natural body. That's exactly what happened to Enoch. Enoch just got over there so far, just praising God, magnifying God, fellowshipping with God, walking with God. Gone. Gone. How much are we missing out on?
Amen.
Amen. How much are we can say amen and praise God, but you know, it's different when we get home. What are we doing? You know, and I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about myself. I'm working on me. Amen.
Amen.
I'm working on Ricky. That's what I'm working on. Amen. Because if Peter is able to get the anointing on him so strong that people are trying to get into his shadow so that they're healed. Let's continue reading. It says also, 16, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people. See, that's the dinner bell. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for a change. They're looking for something different. They're looking for the answer. And if we don't have the answer, then they're just going to continue to go to people in the world. But if we just go ahead and act like we are God's kids, act like we know what we're talking about, then people will continue to come to us. Amen. And sick people from all around coming to Peter. Why? Because he fellowshiped with God. He walked with God. The anointing got on him so strong, people were saying, I need to get around you. I know you don't have, you have the answer that I need. It might not be you, but it's the God that you serve. I need to know him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You got anything?
Yes, yeah? I do. Second Chronicles 7. Is it picking me up? You get me? All right. So, 2 Chronicles 7, same situation, right? Shekinah glory. When Solomon had finished praying.
Where are you at?
2 Chronicles 7. I'm in the Amplified.
That's fine.
Woohoo! 2 Chronicles 7, it's right in the beginning. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the Shekinah glory and the brilliance of the Lord filled the house. The priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory and brilliance of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the people of Israel saw how the fire came down and saw the glory and brilliance of the Lord upon the house, they bowed down on stone pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." Now, what? Let me ask you a question. Where's the house of the Lord? Where's the temple of the Lord right now?
I am.
Is it a building? No, it's you.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that there should come a point where we're so filled with the Holy Spirit, where we're just so deep inside the Word, where we're just so filled, so that the glory of God shines upon us. Look what happened to Moses. He came down out of the mountain after spending time with God, and he glowed. There was something about him. There was something about him. And why are we not the same way when we're walking through town? Why are we not shining? Yeah. Why are we not glowing? What are we missing?
Yeah.
What are we missing? Me too. Like Pastor Ricky said, I got to work on me. I make mistakes all the time. But I'm changing. God is changing me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And because there's going to come time where we're going to be called on. God's going to say, you need to go out and you need to get this done. And people aren't going to follow you just because you're Bob. You're walking down the street and you know two scriptures. God wants people to see him on you.
Yeah. People are looking for answers.
They are looking
People need answers. Now look at everything going on. People needing answers.
Right.
People are wanting answers.
Amen.
And so they'll go to soothsayers and everything else if we don't have the answer for them.
Yes,
but
sir.
Blessed be God, we here at Spirit Life Church, we have the answers for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we fellowship, we walk with God. I can't get off of Enoch because he walked so close to God. Daily, just the glory of God around Enoch. It was just the normal for Enoch to fellowship with God like that every single day. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Keep going. So that's where we've got to be. And you know, Elijah or Elisha, whichever one, taken up in the chariot because he never tasted the death, just took on off. There comes a point where you're walking so far in the Spirit.
Yeah, glory.
In the Spirit, like Pastor Ricky was saying on Sunday, it's a place. It's not just a state of mind, folks.
No,
it's a place. It's a place we need to be. It's a place we need to stay. It's not something that we can visit on weekends.
Yeah. Amen.
We have to live there. We have to make our dwelling place with God.
Amen.
And that doesn't mean go out and do some craziness and go home to be with God. Because God is willing for it to come to you where you're at right now.
Yeah.
He wants you to be the temple of God. He wants to fill you with the Shekinah glory of God.
Amen.
And if we'll just grab a hold of that truth, because it's in the Bible, it says the Holy Spirit dwells within us, right?
Yeah.
And when we see a manifestation all through Scripture, the manifestation of God is the Holy Spirit falling. So when the Holy Spirit fell upon the mountain where Moses was, and the Shekinah glory was there, and the lightning was on the mountain, and the cloud and the fire was there, that's because God showed up. He wants you to have the cloud. He wants you to have the fire. He wants you to have the Shekinah glory on you.
Yeah.
So that way when you're walking through town and things need to be changed, they're getting changed because you're willing to put yourself in a place where God can use you.
Yeah.
We need to be ready.
Yeah. Amen.
Go ahead.
Isaiah 10 real fast, please. Turn over to Isaiah 10. Amen. Say amen when you get there. Amen. Yeah, that's fast. Isaiah 10:27. It says, "It shall come to pass." Can you pull it up in the King James, please? "And it shall be in that day." That's the Amplified. Amen. "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of what? The anointing." The anointing. The anointing. I looked up yoke. I looked it up. One of them is a mark of servitude, slavery, or bondage. Slavery or bondage. Something holding us back. Something keeping us from getting to that place. I was sitting right there on the second row. I used to chew tobacco for a long time. And when I moved up here, I still did for a little bit. And then I ended up quitting long time ago, and then I started up again, which I shouldn't have did, but I did because I was ignorant. And so it was harder for me to stop the second time. But I was sitting right there on that second row, and I just said, God, you know, I do not want to be a slave to this. You know, I really do want to quit, and I ask you for your help. And as soon as I said that, somebody slapped me on the back. And as soon as they slapped me, I knew right then, I said, that was the last day I ever did. That right there, that was the last time I will ever chew tobacco again. And that was, because I could tell, because I the yoke, it destroys the yoke. It destroys that thing that's keeping you back from getting into the glory.
Amen. Amen.
But I had to make a decision. I had to make a choice and say, God, I'm going to be free from this. You know I do, and it's hard, and I ask you for your help. And somebody was listening and was led by the Holy Ghost, slapped me on the back. And as soon as they did that, I knew right then, that's it. That's the last time I'll ever dip again. And that was the last time. That was the last time. It broke that day. I had to walk it out. I had opportunities after that to chew again, because I knew some guys that dipped at work and stuff, and you know, they want to act like them and offer you some, you know. So I had an opportunity. I chose not to take it. Because Amen. He helped me, so why not continue to walk in that? And so that way I could get into a deeper move, a deeper flow with God. Yes. Amen. It destroys the yoke. It destroys that thing holding you back. It destroys the thing that's keeping you out of getting into the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God will work with us. Y'all know that, right?
Amen.
And don't just feel bad. Well, you know, I do this or this. And? Just continue walking where you're at. Just continue moving forward. Don't stop. Continue moving forward. Amen. And then, you know, that's between you and God.
Yes.
Whatever's going
Amen.
On, that's between you and God, not me and you. By no
Amen.
Means. I said by no means.
By no means.
Amen.
Amen.
And so just continue to move. And as you continue to move and walk, you'll notice one day, you know what? I think I'm done with this now.
Amen.
And there it is. Glory. Amen. I know it was hard for me for a long time. Ask my wife. It was. But I finally, God, I'm trying. I've tried. I need your help. I truly want to quit, and I need your help.
Amen.
And boom, I got
done.
It. Amen.
So, in 2 Corinthians 6, we're going to go down to verse 14. Now, this is talking about the temple of the living God, right? And so, I'll give Pastor Ricky a second to get there.
Go ahead.
So, it says, I was just trying to give them time, but putting
gotcha.
It on you.
Appreciate it. 2 Corinthians 6, what?
14.
6:14?
Yes, sir. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Right. It says, don't continue to team up with unbelievers and mismatch alliances.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. So before you think I kicked you, listen. So this isn't in passion, but I want you guys to know something. That doesn't mean don't associate, because we have to. Associate with unbelievers, because
how are you going to
get anybody saved? Right. But it doesn't say. It says don't continue to team up with unbelievers and mismatched alliances.
Yeah.
So Amen. we're not to go into business with unbelievers.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to align ourselves
yeah.
with unbelievers.
Yeah.
Now, in a lot of ways, that doesn't mean that Kevin, Joe, Bob, whoever you want to talk about. Just because they're a sidestepping, backsliding Christian, they're still believers, right?
Yeah.
And you're there to help them get through some things,
yeah.
right? God has strategically placed every single person that you have in your life in your life.
Yeah.
Now, the devil has put some people in your life to try to mess you up,
yeah.
but you can pray that out.
Yeah,
that's fine. Because we're the temple of the living God, and he doesn't want us getting teamed up and doing these mismatched alliances. For what
yeah.
partnership is there between
yeah.
righteousness and rebellion? Who
Amen.
Could mingle light with darkness? What harmony can there be between Christ and Satan? Or what does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What friendship does God's temple have with demons? For indeed, we are the temple of the living God, just as God has said, I will make my home in them and walk among them. I will
yeah.
be their God, and they will be my people.
Amen.
For this reason, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Y'all can, we can do that. We can be the Shekinah glory of God,
yeah.
walking
Amen.
Around
yeah.
with power,
Amen.
With ability,
yeah.
and walking through this dark world. Yeah, it's getting dark. Man, it's getting dark.
It's hot.
It's but we're going to make it. Because we have the light inside of us.
Yeah. It might be dark to everybody else. It doesn't have to make you scared or fearful.
No, sir.
Just
no,
continue
sir.
To walk because the light will be there.
Amen.
The light will be there. It won't be dark around us. Just walk out. Just continue to go. Just like Peter, the glory was so strong on him, people were trying to find his shadow. That's exactly what it's looking for right now. Amen. It might be dark out there or whatever. You know, we're the light. People's looking for our shadow.
Amen.
Amen. People's looking to be with us, to hang out with us, to talk to us. There's something on you that I just need to talk to you. I just need to be around you. I know it's God. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So,
amen.
So being a kids pastor for a long time, everything is an object lesson for kids pastors. I don't know if y'all know that or not. But an object, you know what an object lesson is, at least, right? Oh, it's an experiment or something like that.
Oh, okay,
I know.
Yeah.
So if I was to have Steve turn off all the lights, I won't do it to you. Maybe.
Just go like this.
That doesn't work the same way. But if I was to have Steve turn off all the lights, and then every single light, but the one little guy in the middle of Africa there, everything else was off except for that one little light. You see that from anywhere in the building.
Yeah.
Because darkness can't, it says darkness can't overcome the light. Darkness can't comprehend it. Comprehend doesn't understand
doesn't
the light.
Doesn't understand it. Yeah.
Doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Why won't this light go out? That's what we need to be. When the darkness is around us, and that wasn't very faith-filled words. It wasn't life saying it's getting dark. But when all that darkness is around us, we need to be that beacon.
Yeah.
That you can see it from anywhere. We need to be that spot. When we have those blackouts, and you one neighbor for some reason he got a generator because he was smart and his lights are on, right? You know it. Because everything else is dark.
Yeah.
That's why God made the moon and the sun the way it is.
Yeah.
It's to light up the darkness. That's why God made you the way you are.
Amen.
Because your different personalities and different circles of influence that you have, you're able to light up places that other things might not. You know, other people might not be able to. They might not be able to penetrate into that particular situation.
Yeah.
So we need to be that beacon. But it comes from allowing ourselves, getting in the Word is, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, as I've walked with God, and I still make mistakes, I'm not by any way perfect, not by any way, but I thought you were just agreeing with me.
Yeah, no.
But as I've walked with God, I can tell you that I know the difference between when I've been studied up and when I haven't.
When I've, the tests are easier.
The test. Pastor Ricky likes putting me to the test.
No.
Every time we get together. But I'm just joking.
But start paying attention to that. The tests are easier. People don't get on your nerves as much now.
Amen.
Whenever people say stuff, it don't offend you as easy now.
So we have that. Never mind. But yeah, the tests do get easier. You're not as easily tripped up and cranky. Even your kids don't bother you so much. You might be. You can calm down before you get after them and stuff like that. It's wow. Just crazy. I know. I remember when we first started coming to church and. You know, we was once a weekers, and I think that only lasted a couple months, right? And then we started coming on Wednesdays, and then, man, if I didn't get in on a Wednesday, oh, I was terrible on Thursday. And you notice when you start getting sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing in your life and the changes that He's making, when you'll do that, you'll notice you'll have a gauge. For whatever, it's because God. It's not for some reason. It's not magic.
Yeah.
It's God.
Yeah.
And you'll notice when you're getting low on your word level.
Because
something that wouldn't annoy you annoys you.
Yeah.
Or me, honestly, I had a foul mouth at one point. It was terrible. right? Mom and Tom will tell you. I don't know that Pastor Ricky can, but it was bad. And I, you know, when my word level is down, that something pop out. I'm like, oh man, now you got to repent. Right. You got to say sorry to the person you said that to. Like, I didn't mean to.
That's the hardest.
It is the hardest. It's like, I shouldn't have been that way. I apologize.
Especially when it's your spouse and they're just sitting there like, oh, they got to come say they're sorry at some point.
And they're waiting. They're praying. Not our spouses, I know they don't do this. Oh, please, God, would you have Clinton to apologize to me? I'm laying in bed going, oh, man. Miss Heather, don't do that. I'll do it to her, though. I'll be like, God, would you tell Heather that I need another fish tank? That, Lord, that you would answereth my prayer, because I brought it in the King James. But it's easier to get through those things when you're filled up with the Spirit. When you've got when you've got the word on the tip of your tongue, and no matter what the devil throws at you, you've got an answer in Scripture, and it's done. And you don't have to know the whole book.
No.
Five smooth stones.
I was wondering where he's going with that. I was like,
five
smooth.
All right. I was in tongues. Five smooth stones. Right? So just get a couple. Got some sickness? Got, you know, Isaiah 53:4-5. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You know, we need to make sure that we know these things. And then just don't stop there. That's the biggest thing. Don't stop. When we were doing OSL, people would sign up for OSL and they'd do that 4-week or 5-week or 6-week course and they'd be on it and they were great. And then they wouldn't come to church for 2 weeks. Once it was over, they're like, man, it's just too much church. I couldn't handle it, man. I needed some time off from God. Well, how you doing now? Well, I just got back from the bar. Come on. We need to be so filled.
Yeah.
And just getting after God. And playing golf will help you to, you know. That's easy to get mad at.
It is.
When your pastor goes, that's a water ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just
You're
wanted
welcome.
To tell on you.
Appreciate
it was funny. Turn around, Pastor Ricky's on the ground laughing.
Yeah, builds character.
It does.
It does.
It's awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
The Shekinah glory, but dwell it the glory of God. Amen. Mm. The glory of God. That's it's up to each one of us. Amen. If we want to get there or not. It truly is. Amen.
Amen.
But us at Spirit Life Church, we are getting there.
Amen.
Amen. We're getting closer every day. Amen. We have a great group of people. Amen. That are hungry for the word of God, for the move of God. Amen. Amen. And that's all of us. Amen.
Amen.
So that was it. That was it. Amen. Just the glory of God. That's, amen, the glory of God. It's where we need to be, where we need to dwell, where we need to hang out. Amen.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Spend time around the throne. Spend time around the throne. Amen. You have anything, Luke? No?
You want me to do offering and announcements now? Announcements?
Yeah.
So, you don't have to leave. You hang out. No? Okay. Hallelujah. So for offering, announcements, and we have the times for Pastor, or not Pastor, or Reverend, Dr. Ricky Edwards will be here the 19th, 20th, and the 21st, Friday and Saturday at 6, and then normal 10 o'clock service on Sunday, and I believe that is the, that Sunday the is Father's Day, so that's awesome. I'm going to bring up 2 Corinthians 9, right? And I'm going to read a lot of it, but I'll go quick, I promise. Here's my point. A stingy sower will reap a meager harvest, but the one who sows from a generous spirit will reap an abundant harvest. Let giving flow from your heart, not from a sense of religious duty. Let it spring up freely from the joy of giving, all because God loves hilarious generosity. He wants you to be just crazy about it. Yes, God is more than ready to overwhelm you with every form of grace so that you will have more than enough of everything, every moment, and in every way. He will make you overflow with abundance in every good thing you do, just as the scriptures say about the one who trusts in him. Because he has sown extravagantly and given to the poor, his kindness and generous deeds will be never be forgotten. This generous God who supplies abundant seed for the farmer, which becomes bread for our meals, is even more extravagant towards you. We can go forever. We can really go that way. But here's the thing. Don't be stingy. It's real easy. Tithe, 10% is God's. The tithe is 10%, that's God's. Giving, that's above your tithe, and that's above the 10%. Don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. But you have to purpose in your heart. God's going to tell you what to give. And don't try to, you know, wiggle your way out of it. If it goes in your heart, if you'll sow it, God will grow it. Write that down. And he'll give more seed to you as you trust him, he'll trust you. And then your storehouses will be overflowing. And then your storehouses will be overflowing. You won't ever lack or want for anything. Because we're learning. And God wants you to trust him. So if you get your offering in your hand and I'm going to be with you next week. I'm going to go over something, but I can wait till next week. All right. We'll do that part next week. But let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to sow into your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you take it and you make it more than what we're giving, but you return it to us more also, Lord God, that you bless the giver. We thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen. 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 Is there anything else, sir? All righty. As this passes, once they're in the back, I'll go ahead and pray. And do you guys want to dismiss or you want me to dismiss? All right. God is good. Man.